agenda is here. On the agenda today, we have the Web AppSec Credentials API discussion, discussion around the use cases, the micro use cases, and the current use cases proposals, and then potentially an update on the credentials badges vocabulary, and then any other business. Any additions or changes to the agenda? Anything else that we should discuss today? Okay, if there's no changes, let's go ahead and get in the agenda. Since Sunny has to go halfway through the call, would there be any objections to talking about use cases first and then the Web AppSec Credentials API second? Okay, so we'll switch. Switch those around. Okay. First up is use cases. The micro use cases document has been updated with all of the content from the current use cases document. The move over happened. It was fairly uneventful. It seemed to more or less fit. There were some concerns about whether or not we have the proper categories / operations / phases. But in general, you know, all the content was able to be moved over from the other document. I see that Nate has commented, Dave Longley has commented, Carrie and Sunny have commented. So I think at this point, it would be good to hear from each one of you on what you think about the document, any major concerns you have about it, and whether or not you feel that this is a good direction or you want to do something else. So perhaps we could go around the table. Go ahead and put yourself on the queue if you're going to queue plus if you want to talk about this stuff. Carrie, you're on the queue. Go ahead first.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. I like this format a lot, actually. It makes a lot of sense. It's easy to read. It's similar to, you know, like you said, other use cases docs. I put some comments in that we don't necessarily have to get into today because some of them are fairly like big comments, like referencing low and high stake credentials. And then I had a question about revoking like that content, but I think like as we start going through the content, all of those questions will start getting answered. I really like this actually. It makes a lot of sense to me, and I think people coming in who are new to credentials will get it. So thank you for doing this, Carol.
Okay, and thanks for all your comments as well, Carrie. I think they're all very pertinent and good, and we need to address them. Sure. Let's see, anyone else?
I would just plus one what Carrie said. I think it's more readable in terms of the way the information is organized, and I think once we get it into a web page, it'll be more readable in terms of presentation. Because I don't know, it kind of hurts my brain a little to look at it in Google Docs format versus a web page. But other than that, I like the way the data is organized. I think we can bike shed some of the terms like the credential framework and that sort of stuff. But in general, it's a big improvement.
All right. Sunny, Nate, any comments on it?
Hi, I just want to plus one what Carrie said. I took a pretty thorough read through as well. I thought it was cohesive and read really well. I felt like a lot of the use cases that we've discussed have been well represented and well organized in the format that you've recommended.
Okay. And did we have Nate on the call? Audio? think he said he's going to be able to join in a bit.
He said he's having trouble.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. How can we ask Nate thoughts on the use cases? So Nate's saying he likes it. Okay, so I'm hearing generally positive comments on the document. I guess the next question is, does everyone feel comfortable with making this our use cases document, really focusing on making sure that we've got these operations and things organized correctly, and then just really pushing forward and trying to get a first draft of this out in the next couple of weeks. So the proposal is take this document, clean it up, and in a month's time have something that we're comfortable with pointing to when we ask other groups to join the work officially. But Carrie is a plus one. Greg, you're on the queue.
Just a procedural thing. Is the group decided that the core documents are all going to be Google Docs, or has there been some talk about respec documents for things like this?
So I think we started out with respec docs, and we found out that it was fairly difficult for us to collaborate quickly on this sort of stuff, so we moved over to Google Doc. Like, the comment stuff is, like, excellent in Google Doc. And I think the proposal is to move back into respec once we feel that the document's fairly stabilized. Since you're used to hacking on respec, I think one of the greatest things respec could have is some sort of, like, comment mechanism, right? The web annotation stuff would address this problem for us.
Oh, definitely. This is what web annotations is designed for. Early days for that now, but I expect we will see that come.
Yeah. So I think that's the only concern. Like, we have a great amount of collaboration on the Google Doc now, and I'm afraid that putting it back into respec is going to kill some of that. W3C expects this stuff to be in a certain format, and we do need to timestamp these documents when we put them out there, so that when everyone's pointing people to the use cases document, we have a URL that we can send them to where the content's really not going to change all that much. So my expectation is that when we kind of, we'll collaborate in the Google Doc a bit, and when it seems like it's settling down fairly well, everything will be moved over to the respec doc. And that'll be our kind of time-stamped version of it. Does anyone else think that's not what we're doing, or have a better idea of how we'd collaborate on this? Okay. Brian, you're on the queue.
Are we suggesting that there could be other use cases and things emerging in the document, and we'll just add them as we move forward, or do we want to talk about those at all?
I don't think we're ever going to say, I don't think we're going to say that the use cases are done anytime in the next couple of months. We always want the ability to add something to the use cases documents as things come up. So I think that's a part of what happens over the next month, is that people add use cases or suggest use cases that they feel are missing in the document. Like, for example, I know I was talking with Tim Holborn this morning, and he was talking about, what about bullying claim. So if, you know, someone is being bullied online, how do they do either a takedown request or basically fight those claims. We have something in the document right now, but he was like, I'd like to specifically add one on bullying. So things like that, I would expect people should suggest, you know, additions to the use cases document.
Okay.
So yes, I believe we're going to be adding to the document, and hopefully it makes it easier for us to understand where in the document we're adding use cases now. So, you know, we don't, you know, endorsing, we've got to kind of figure out what we're doing with endorsing. I know that we don't have any use cases, like the recipient earns the credential use cases is fairly light, that phase. Let's see. Revocation is empty at this point, so we need to add something there. Just looking down through here, credential consumers granting access to recipients is fairly light. So there's, you know, I think there's still a decent bit of work that needs to be done on, you know, exactly what the phases and operations are and making sure that we capture all of them. Greg, you're on the queue.
Sort of jumping over just a bit to the web AppSec credentials stuff, should we have some use cases that cover that usage as well as a point of the point for discussion with them?
Yes. Yeah, so we should have a number of login use cases. And Dave Longley, I think you made an excellent point yesterday about login being a subset of the credentials use cases and not necessarily the other way around. Would you like to kind of speak to that a bit?
Well, yeah, my point was kind of with respect to the web AppSec spec that's been put out there called credentials management or credential management. That spec kind of looks like it came together by looking at login as sort of being a key use case. And what we've discovered is that login is just another kind of way to consume a credential. So you can log into a website using any number of different credentials. The simplest one would probably be something like you want to provide an email address to a website so that they can then communicate with you. But the point being, there's this whole broad ecosystem of credentials that needs to be supported by whatever APIs we come up with. And using a credential to log into a website is just one simple, tiny use case in a sea of use cases. So I guess was that the point you were referring to?
Yep.
You wanted me to elaborate? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that basically means that we should have a set of login use cases in our use cases document. Adrian, you're on the queue. And you might be muted.
Muted. So I just wanted to say that potentially can swing both ways, in that we could look at what they today call a credential, which is a username and password, and we can say what we call a credential, which is more than that. It's a credential type. It's a signature, and say, well, you know, could a login, a username and password, fit the same format and instead of a signature? So, I mean, the purpose of a signature is that the receiver can validate the content of the credential, right? So a username and password could kind of be viewed in the same vein and say, if you want to log in to the site, you provide a username and password. That could just as easy be a client certificate, which is a username or a signature. So maybe there's scope, you know, for us to also expand our definition of a credential to be a login credential, just sort of meeting them halfway, if you like. And then the API that's being proposed could expand to support both. So a credential has an ID, it has a type, it has an actual value, and it has some form of validation, whether that's a signature or something that allows the consumer of that credential to validate it.
Yep.
Yeah, I certainly think that we want any API to support both, especially because not every site is going to adopt the credentials work immediately. And if we can support both, then we can get people adopting the API more quickly than maybe they'll necessarily adopt the credentials work. So we certainly want to do that. It's just a question of where these username and password credentials kind of fit in. My personal preference would be that they really only work the way that Mike West has proposed. And they don't necessarily fit very nicely with the rest of the credentials work in terms of credentials that are long-lived and sit off with an identity document or wherever you're storing your credentials. Because username and password is a fairly insecure way of authenticating yourself, and I don't think we want it to persist. I think we want to move towards eliminating it as much as possible.
Right. So. Good points. So let's go back to the use cases discussion to make sure that we've closed that up before moving on any deeper into the credential stuff. So I think the point that Greg raised was, should we have login use cases? I think, we're all agreeing we should have login use cases. And we need to figure out how much, where these use cases go. Do they go in the web AppSec group, or do they go in the credentials use cases, or do they go in both places? So I think we'll get around to some of that deeper discussion in the next topic. Okay, let me do a proposal in here. Switch the primary use cases document over to the micro use cases approach, concentrate all future use cases into that document. Concentrate all future use case work into that document. So the proposal is switch the primary use cases document over to the micro use cases approach and concentrate all future use cases work into that document. So plus one, minus one, plus zero, that. Okay, fantastic. So that's resolved. We'll go ahead and make that switch over, which is more mental than anything else. Anything else for use cases before we jump into the next topic?
Nate just said something in IRC that he had added a quick login use case to the document.
Great. We'll take a look at that after the call. And thank you, Nate.
Sure.
Okay, next up is the web credentials, web AppSec credential management API. I'm going to start dumping a bunch of links into IRC. So initial email to list is here. Let me get the doc. Proposed spec is here. Web app, AppSec use cases are here. So these are their use cases. Interesting future work is here. Let's see, and then let me try and get to the archives and find so technical review part one is here, and technical review part two is here. Okay, so to summarize those that There's a lot of information here, and there's going to continue to be a lot of information over the next couple of probably the next week and the next couple of weeks. So, in general, this is what's going on right now. The WebAppSec group is considering the publication of a first public working draft for credential management. The specification does a number of things. So there's currently a disagreement over whether or not or how much the WebAppSec credential management API overlaps with what the credential CG is doing and potentially what the web payments IG wants. So there's a lot of discussion over exactly, you know, where alignment should happen, if there's a potential for the WebAppSec, credential management API to block some of the work that the credential CG is doing. In general, you know, there are a number of issues that I'm going to say I have raised so far. Adrian has raised, Dave Longley has raised, and there aren't a lot of other people that have weighed in yet, right? So the call for consensus started last Friday to publish the FPWD. The call for consensus ends this Friday. And so this is time sensitive. So for those of you that care about the credential CG work and the future of what we're doing, it's very important that you get your mind wrapped around what's going on here and respond with whatever you believe is the are the problems, potential solutions, and paths forward. Okay, so with that said, Dave Longley, do you want to go down the list of concerns that we have in that first email, or would you like me to go through them?
That's fine if you want me to do it. Let me find the link to this.
Technical review part one, I think. It's a summary. It's just the summary. Those are the major points, I think.
Okay.
Hold on. Before you start, we had two people join, one from a 661 area code, one from a 908 area code for those two people.
My name is Joe Kaplan. I don't know, at the 908.
Okay, great. Hi, Joe. And then who's the 661 area code? Okay, the other one's Carrie. Okay, great, thanks. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, so just briefly before I get on this list, I'll just give my quick read on this spec that came out, that they're calling for consensus on. I think that the WebAppSec Credential Management API is primarily designed to give websites the ability to interface with browser password managers. And it's trying to be somewhat forward-looking by describing username and password type authentication mechanisms as credentials. And they're trying to create an API that could be extended in the future to support different methods of authentication and different kinds of credentials. So the kind of future work that they want to do falls squarely where we are and in the space that we've been working on. The current stuff that they've implemented to deal with password management really does not. So I think that's where the overlap primarily is that they want this API to kind of work toward things in the future, and that's where we are. And we have some concerns with how the API is currently designed because we think that it either won't work or won't work well or could be changed a little bit to work better with the way we see credentials working in the future. So here's this summary that Manu sent into the list has some of those issues put out here. So the first one is that there's no mechanism to sync credentials between different browsers. Now, from their perspective, password managers are just inside of a single browser, and the state of the art is that you don't do that now anyway. So our primary issue with that is that they're creating an API that sort of standardizes the way things work now and doesn't work well with the way things we'd like things to work in the future. So they want to support the way things work in the future, and they think their API is extensible enough to cover that, but in this respect, it does not, because we don't want people to just store their credentials in a single browser. You do that, and it leads to browser lock-in. Now all of your credentials are tied up in Chrome, and you can't get them over to Safari. When you're talking about your passwords, maybe you don't care about that right now. But in terms of them wanting to support future work, this is not going to work in the future. It will work for now with passwords, but it won't work in the future. So the next issue is not having the ability to sync credentials between different browsers removes features that people depend on from today's managers like LastPass that allow you to do it. Now, it's unclear whether or not their API this is actually an issue for their API after some discussion with them, because it could be that browser plugins can replace the API they're designing to override it to allow themselves to act as password managers. Of course, that has a lot of security implications that need to be discussed and should, you know, be fully considered before pushing out an API like this. The next issue is the design precludes any third-party provider from providing a web-based secure credential store, and this limits competition in the space to just the browser vendors. So the basic way that the API is designed is that credentials are going to be stored inside of your browser, and not just that your browser sort of acts as a cache for where your credentials might be at some third-party storage system, something up in the cloud or wherever. Responses to this so far have been, you can write your own extension that makes it work differently. But our view is, let's make the core API work the way we think things should work in the future, rather than standardizing what works now and then making the future work a workaround that API. If we're going to make a new API, let's make it work the right way, but still support current legacy mechanisms, like username and password. So the next issue is the API is primarily about managing passwords, not killing passwords. There was some talk about how the API might be about killing the password, but I don't think it's really about that. It's about giving websites the ability to interface with a browser's password manager. You still have to use a password to get into a website. And if you're not using federated login like Facebook, Google, these other super providers, you're still going to be creating user accounts, usernames, and passwords with every site that you visit. Then they do talk about federated login, like they call these things federated credentials, which has to do with using Google or Facebook or Twitter or these other super providers to log in, and that's the next issue. And so that portion of their spec ensures that there will only be login super providers like Google and Facebook, because it requires developers to iterate over all of the options. Now, there has been some feedback from Mike West that maybe what they're actually talking about is when a website wants to indicate which login providers they accept, they provide a list of login providers that the browser can then get an intersection of with respect to the login providers that the user signed up with. So the website supports some set, you as a user and in your browser have some set that you support, and then your browser will display to you the intersection of those two sets for you to choose who you want to log in with. Of course, the work that we're doing, what we want to have happen is login just works like any other credential, so it doesn't really matter who your identity provider is. And that's how we would prefer things to work, so we don't even have to go through this sort of intersection mechanism where websites still have to go off and implement every different kind of SDK in order to provide login for every type of provider they want to support. We want to standardize that. So there's only one thing that websites must implement. And the last issue here is that the federated credential portion of the spec is poorly designed and either precludes a richer credential management mechanism in the future, or assumes there will be just two types of credential management API, or it assumes there will be two different types of credential management APIs in the future. So the current API makes it difficult for us to work with credentials in the broader ecosystem, that we're looking at designing and we've talked about, or it assumes that we're just going to have to make an entirely new API to actually work with all that ecosystem and to implement the use cases that we have. And neither one of those situations is good. We don't want to have, it's a failure to standardize in the second case where we have two different APIs. And in the first case, it's more difficult for us to support, if even possible, for us to support the use cases we have. So I think that's the summary of the main issues that we have with this spec. And we had some follow-on emails that had some more technical details in there.
Great. Thanks, Dave. So I want to highlight that these are just the high-level issues with the spec. The second email that we have at the top of this topic here goes into a number of other, concerns that we have with the API and how the API is designed and all that kind of stuff. And we haven't even gotten around to actually doing a line-by-line review of the credential management API yet. So let's go ahead and pause here and see if anyone in the group has any questions or any questions or concerns, I guess, with the spec at the current level. Let's just do questions. So does anyone have any clarifying things that they want clarified?
I guess this is Eric. I guess my biggest concern is, how much impact this will have on us if they are not, if they push forward without our consideration, or is there, where are we in this stage, given where they are in their stage at their working group?
It's unknown. The amount of damage that this could cause is currently unknown. So if they don't listen to all of the comments that we've sent in, then there is a potential that we're going to have two completely different credential management APIs. There's going to be one that does effectively login credentials and single sign-on super provider credentials. And then there's going to be another one, which is the one we're doing, that is going to actually do, digitally signed credentials and credentials of that nature. So that's kind of the worst case scenario, primarily because, it's Google. It's someone that has access to the Google Chrome team that's suggesting this, and they could ignore us and still be very successful at getting it into Chrome. More than likely, they have a good relationship with the Mozilla as well. And once you get two browser vendors implementing the API, it's pretty much a shoo-in to the web platform. The other concern is that, the other concern is that we're eventually going to need to create some kind of API like this, and we want it built into the browsers. So it would be a shame if we could not figure out a way to collaborate on this. So for example, if we want to collaborate and WebAppSec decides that they don't want to collaborate, that's really not a good thing. Primarily, it's not a good thing for us, but it's also not a good thing for the web platform. So I think that the strategy moving forward should be, let's figure out how we can make the minimum number of changes to what Mike is proposing to ensure that the types of credentials that we're talking about and the ability to store them at a third party site, like a credential vault, or a badge curator, is something that is supported as a first class feature in their API. If we do it that way, then it's a big win for the credential CG and the web payments IG, because you know this stuff is going to be built into the browsers way before we thought it was going to be built into the browsers. And it's a win for the Web AppSec group, because now they have a story. They have this big thing where they talk about federated credentials and you know future work. We've actually done a lot of that future work for them, and we have a very we have a very clear security model and way this the credentials are issued, and there's an ecosystem behind it and use cases and all that stuff gets fed into the work that they're doing, and they get two more CG, IG, WGs supporting their API. So I think clearly we want to collaborate. I think we have a very fairly good idea of what needs to change in their API to make it work for the types of credentials we're talking about. The question is whether or not Mike is actually going to listen to that feedback, and whether the Web AppSec group, feels that they should, slow their work down a bit so that we can actually have a chance to point out the concerns with the spec that they have. The exchanges so far, I'm not too keen on the exchanges that have happened so far. I mean, Mike seems to be going, yeah, good points, but they're not really what we're working on. And I think that there's still quite a bit of miscommunication happening between the two groups. I don't think Mike's up to speed with what we're doing, and that's the biggest concern. We tried to contact him last October. We've sent several private emails to him so that he would engage. He hasn't done so yet, and so now we're having to become much louder than we would have had to be, had we had this discussion many months ago when we tried to reach out to him and contact him. So I know that was a very long-winded answer, Eric, but, right now, near term, in the next week, we have to make it, and this is whether or not, people in the, it might be that people in this group don't think that there's a problem and are going to stay silent. And if we stay silent, then the FBWD is just going to go through, right? If the other folks on this call don't say anything, FBWD is going to go through, and we're going to be in a position of having to change something that's already gone out. Now, the FBWD is just the first step. They have to go, through a variety of other things. But if you look at their timeline, they want to be done by the end of this year, which means that it is on a fast track. And so if we don't put the brakes on this thing, it is going to continue, barreling down the standardization route. So short term, if you care about this, and if you're in the credential CG, I'm asserting that you probably do care about this, make your voice heard. Send an email. Tell them that they do not have consensus, right? So if there's one thing that everyone in this group should do this week, if you agree with what Dave Longley has said, send an email, outline the bits that you agree with, tell them that you do not support publication as an FPWD. So that's near term. In the next month, I think we have to figure out a way of collaborating and coordinating the work. So that means we need to get Mike West up to speed. We need to get the chairs of that group up to speed, because it's fairly apparent that they had no idea that this work was going on. We need to get their staff contact, Wendy Seltzer, up to speed as well. So that's the work that we have in front of us, at least on this front in the next month. Okay, so going back to questions and comments.
Thank you, Manny. That's what I was looking for, just what action can we take and how can we work together to at least move in a positive direction as opposed to just opposing, and that was what I wanted to hear, which is basically figuring out a way for our specification or to work in concert with what they're doing. And I agree, we need a credential API, and if we can work our specifications into their API, that would be amazing. So I support that.
Okay. So if you support it, make sure you send an email today or tomorrow letting them know that, you know, that's what you would like.
So you just send it to that group, or just...
Yeah, I mean, you could just do a reply all to the email thread, and it'll get through eventually. So going back up the list of comments, Nate is saying Web AppSec seems to have a good group to be doing the part of this that has to do with the browser API, which is very true. They're the people that should be doing the work. If they want to push on the browser vendors, we should do our best to show how our use cases are valuable and explain what it means to have a credential equals a signed in claim about an identity identifier. So let me underscore that these people are the browser vendors. It's not that they're, you know, they can push on the browser vendors. Mike West is, you know, directly involved in the Chrome team, as well as the people that they CC'd at Mozilla are in their browser team as well. So minor clarification there. Carrie asks, does W3C have a process for arbitrating this? Yes, we are using it. The process is complain loudly if you see something happening that you don't like. The formal process is called a formal objection, and you saw, you know, you saw a couple of heated exchanges about that. I basically said that, you know, I would imagine that there would be formal objections if they continue down the path that they're going on. They, of course, saw that as a threat. All I was trying to say is that I can imagine that, you know, if they continue on and ignore our input completely, I think Digital Bazaar's, you know, we're a W3C member, we would submit a formal objection. And the formal objection basically is you do what we did in the emails that we just sent out to the mailing list. You list all of the issues that you have with the spec, you suggest things that would remove those objections, and then it's up to them to respond. If they don't respond, it goes to the director of the W3C, which is Sir Tim Berners-Lee, or management, and they make a, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down kind of vote on whether the spec should proceed or not. People don't like formal objections or dealing with them or using them, so we're going to try and avoid it and hope they listen to the feedback that we've sent them so far.
Yeah, we just want to communicate that there's not consensus on publishing the first public working draft, and that we have reasons for holding it up, and we'd like them to work with us to resolve those. So I don't think we need to escalate to formal objections, provided that they respond to the, you know, the fact that we have issues with it.
Yep.
It's Adrian here. I would agree, and I think our best course of action is really emphasizing the win-win scenario of working together, the potential there. It won't take major changes to their API to accommodate what we want to do. I've sent my email to them. I think we need to test that assertion, and I believe the fact that they're planning to get this done in a short time frame is beneficial for us as the credentials community group, and so it could really be a win-win.
Completely agree. Yep, absolutely. Brent asks, will anyone see them in person? There is an AC meeting. I don't think Mike's going to be there. I think Brad Hill, who's the co-chair of the Web AppSec, and Wendy Seltzer is going to be there. I have no plans to go. Greg, do you have any plans to go to the AC meeting in France?
No. No, I wouldn't have any reason to do that.
Okay. So I don't think anyone's going to see them in person. I think Mike is on the West Coast. So if you're on the West Coast, there's a chance that you could meet him face-to-face at Google and kind of talk about stuff.
I think Mike may be based in Germany, actually.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I'm completely wrong. They are based in Germany. So do we have anyone in the call that's based in Germany? The good thing is that you don't really need to meet in person to address these issues, at least at the level that it's currently at. If it starts escalating, then I would imagine that we'd talk about it at W3C TPAC this year. The downside being that TPAC is like 2 months before they want to actually get done with the spec. Nate is asking, do you have to sign up to the public web apps mailing list before your messages before they're visible? Just do a reply all. That's all you have to do, and the moderators will take care of the rest. Technically, you should be a member of the mailing list before you send it, but you can do it without being a member. All it needs to do is it needs to show up on one of the three mailing lists that are CC'd there. Okay, I think those are all the questions that were in IRC. Does anyone else have any questions or concerns about this stuff? Okay, if not, let's go ahead and jump to our last agenda item, which is the credentials, badges, vocabulary update. Since Nate, are you on the call yet?
Yes, what?
Okay. Would you mind giving us kind of an update on where kind of Badge Alliance is with the vocabulary? And I know we still owe you testing that stuff out in production, and I think we might be able to do it this week since we're not doing anything.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that you guys didn't get to it over the last few days with all this web app sec stuff to look at. Badge Alliance is finalizing our 1.1 version, which is the first linked data version. We've made pretty much all the final decisions except for where to, you know, what canonical URL to use for the context. So we're just waiting on you for that. I think we have our meeting today in another hour and a half, and we're going over just some little nitty-gritty details, but that's about where we're at, and then once that's finalized, we can start looking at what it might mean to have an Open Badges like 2.0 that is a little bit more closely in alignment with sort of good patterns of using linked data.
Awesome. Okay, so the only blocker is us testing that stuff out in production, and then we're good to go.
That's right.
Okay. So we'll try our best to do that this week, along with dealing with this web AppSec stuff.
Okay, I'll check in with you on Friday and see how it goes.
Okay, thanks, Nate. Any other business? Anything else that we should discuss today before we close the call? Okay. As a reminder, it is the highest priority this week is responding to this thread and saying whether or not you agree with the publication of their first public working draft or not. So I think what we would like to see is we would like to see far more coordination before they put out an FPWD. But again, up to you to say that. Okay, thanks all for the call this week. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll chat again next week at some point. Thanks, bye.